Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. This is the show that comes to you from the road, and this week coming to you from a little cabin outside of Aberdeen, Scotland, where the rain is coming down. You can hear it hitting the tar paper roof. And it happens to be watering the grass seed that, in a brilliant stroke of luck and timing, I had planted minutes before the rain started, scattered a bunch of grass seed in the places that had gone bare over the winter. And then right when I was just finishing up the job, the rain started to come by and water it for me. So you gotta love it when a plan comes together like that. And this week's show, we are going to go down to the open mic down at Musa, which I often attend. And Musa is a restaurant and bar recently purchased by the folks at Brewdog, which is a brewery based here in Aberdeen. And they're actually getting their beers kind of all over the country over here, and perhaps all over the world. But anyway, so I got some good beer down at the open mic at Musa, and the building that Musa is in looks a lot like an old, like a stone church. It's got a big kind of round rosette stained glass window at either end of it, in the just under the apex of the roof. I'd say the round stained glass area is probably at least 10 feet in diameter. And it's got that kind of at either end, and there's a balcony up at the far end of the restaurant. Stage is up in the front, and the balcony is a great place to sit. It's actually where I set the microphones up to do these recordings last night. So we're going to get some brand new, fresh recording onto the My Home is on the Road show. And we're going to start out with a guy who is a consummate favorite at the open mic there down at Musa, whose name is Oliver Richard. And he's got a fantastic guitar. It's an electric guitar, green in color, and it is one of these where it looks like kind of like a science project. Like, it's half guitar, half Erector set, with lots of knobs and chrome bits and stuff kind of stuck to it, and kind of a weird devil horn thing on the neck stock, or on the head of the guitar there. And he gets up there and he plays his very... Well, I guess I should just let you judge for yourself. Here's Oliver Richard.
Some of us laugh, some of us knees, and the jelly for legs. mountain of mud, and a voice that sings of a nation that drinks the way the water makes, makes. And since then, every woman that I've taken to bed seems to laugh behind my back and then scream!
there at the MUSA open mic. I did a show about the MUSA open mic about a year ago, so I guess this is MUSA open mic part deux. And we're going to move on from Oliver Richard and his emotionally charged electric guitar to a friend of mine, Ross White, who I am going to be doing some more shows on in the very near future. Did a great interview with him a week or two ago, sitting actually up in the balcony of MUSA during a quiet time when there wasn't too many people kicking around the restaurant on a Friday afternoon, and sat down with a couple beers and talked about Ross's composing work. He's a PhD student at Aberdeen University, and he is getting his doctoral degree in music, and especially music composition. And when he comes to the open mic, he often brings his laptop computer with this big white curly Q cord, like an old telephone cord, that he plugs from his computer into the soundboard, and then he sits at the piano, and he kind of his head kind of flits back and forth between looking at the laptop and playing some licks on the piano and going back to the laptop, where he's got loops and beats already kind of pre-programmed and arranged in there, and he just kind of listens to the music, plays a little bit on the piano, and maybe thinks of one that'd be good to drop in at that particular moment, and kind of pulls it up on the computer. So it's interesting to watch, interesting to listen to, sets up an amazing mood here at the open mic. A mood, I think, enhanced by the sounds of the conversations drifting all around inside the cavernous stone building that MUSA occupies. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, Ross White there, and that's going to wrap things up for the Musa Open Mic Part 2 episode of My Home is on the Road. My name is Dave Manning. Before we heard Ross White, we heard from Oliver Richard. And Oliver, I'm not sure if Oliver's got much of a presence on the web. I know he has got a album coming out. He's been working on it for about a year or so, but he is also in the last year of his degree at university, so he is focusing his effort there. So I think the album keeps on getting delayed. But yeah, you can check for Oliver Richard online, and Ross White is definitely online. He is a also a university student. He's a PhD student in music, and he's got a lot of interesting projects going on, sound installations, things like that, and you could definitely find Ross White online. Do note that he spells his last name W-H-Y-T-E. There's a good crowd there last night because the management has been thinking about canceling the open mic because it often only breaks even or makes very little money with the musicians that come down there and have a few beers on a Monday night. So we sure hope they don't cancel it. We sure hope they see the wisdom in providing a good bit of community, even if it doesn't make a good bit of money. So toodaloo from the open mic at Aberdeen. The rain is starting to perhaps fade away on the cabin roof, as you can hear. Maybe I'll head outside and check on the grass seed I just planted outside. So safe travels. Oh, I definitely got to thank Groundswell Media Productions for keeping DaveManning.net up and running. That's where you can download any of the My Home is on the Road shows for free and find out more about my music, my travels, all that kind of stuff at DaveManning.net. And thanks to Groundswell Media Productions for keeping that up and running. Safe travels, and have yourself a fantastic day.
Well, my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. And I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again. Road's the only place I feel at home, feel at home.